Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Listen up, all you Dickies barbecue buffs. Dickies has classic sandwiches starting under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow on a brioche bun, served up at prices that are darn tasty too. So when someone says I got a hankering for a real barbecue sandwich and a real good deal, throw Dickies on the table. You can say yes please. Great meals, great deals. Come on in and get you some. Right, Mr. Dickie?
We'll see you when you get here. Dickies, we speak barbecue.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
I was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are 2 for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
From the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team. They return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Single game tickets and family plans on sale at nusports.com. And come visit us today, the official Cubs team store. It is downtown 663 North Michigan Avenue. That's where we are today. We're here until 6:30. The store tonight will be open until 9. So with a little over a minute left in yesterday's game against the Packers, the Bears tied it with a field goal. But that was before Aaron Rodgers did an Aaron Rodgers thing.
Actually, two guys that were involved, we could have played a little bit better, but those two are pretty significant and have done it many times for many years together. They executed a play, and then they won the game.
Aaron Rodgers with a 60-yard bomb to Jordy Nelson that got him within field goal range, and then they kicked that field goal and beat the Bears. That's Coach John Fox. You just heard him on WBBM today. So the Bears now looking ahead to Washington. That's who they'll play on Christmas Eve. And that's who plays tonight, Monday Night Football, and it's on the score. They will take on the Panthers. We've got that broadcast starting at 6:45. Things have not looked so good for the Bulls lately. They have dropped three in a row, and tonight they will have Detroit at home. They've got the Pistons at the United Center. Meanwhile, for the Blackhawks, they will not play until tomorrow when they will face Ottawa. They have now one of the three stars of the week. The NHL's three stars of the week, Artemi Panarin, wins the honor this week. Former NIU and Minnesota head coach Jerry Kill has been named the offensive coordinator at Rutgers. Also in college football, Stanford running back Christian McCaffrey has decided he will sit out the Sun Bowl in order to prepare for the NFL draft. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of 2016. It's only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley as they break down Bears coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Just football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run head first into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We'll be in the backyard. We'll have 30-pack of Busch Light. You got to come by and check it out one of these years.
I kind of want to, actually. I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll say that right now.
Matt Bowen.
He played his game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Matt Bowen brought to you by Ed Napleton, Acura Kia of Elmhurst. Second to none since 1931.
You find him on Twitter at MattBowen41. You can read his work. You can hear him right now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Matt.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Okay, just trying to...
Puzzled.
Yeah, a little puzzled over that final coverage and right. What Cravon LeBlanc was being asked to do and why. What did you see? Take us through this step by step.
Okay, well, it's a quarters coverage, and quarters, is also cover four across the back end. And what happens in quarters coverage that's often, I think, misunderstood is that the corner always has to be on top of the post, on top of the fade, outside of a corner route. That's his responsibility. He has to think in that situation, I might have safety help to the inside, I might not, but regardless, I have to stay on top of this post to protect the top of the defense. And what ultimately you want to happen in cover four is that to turn into almost a bracket cover. So what you would like to see is that safety would read the post coming up the field. He would not be threatened by an inside vertical, so he can roll almost like a basketball turn to the inside hip of the wide receiver. Now you have the safety on the bottom, the corner on the top. It's got to be a perfect throw to beat you. Okay, but even if the safety is there yesterday, and anyone who watched the game saw Bush underneath. He was floating. He was sitting on a crossing route. I think that was a poor read by him. But LeBlanc still has to be on top. He still has to be on top. You got to be on top in that situation to take away the post, and especially in a two-minute situation. A two-minute situation, you always want to tell your secondary play top-down. What that means is don't let anything get open over your head. That's the only thing that can beat us in that situation. If they run a curl route, so what? Make a tackle. They run a deep square in, make a tackle. But a post or a fade are going to get you beat in that situation. Now, if you flip to the opposite side of the formation, what the Packers did is they occupied the backside safety, okay? So the backside safety has worked to his side of the field. He's not going to be able to open his hips. And even if he does, is he going to be able to generate that much range to get over the top of a deep ball from Aaron Rodgers? I don't think so. So it really comes down to two young players in the secondary that were beat by two veteran players. And I don't know how many quarterbacks can make that throw in that situation, given the weather and given that Aaron Rodgers is pretty beat up. I think everyone saw that yesterday. He couldn't move very well. That was an amazing throw, given those situations, and he put it right where it needed to be.
Well, so it sounds like then that there's a little more that they're asking a lot of LeBlanc in that as you describe it, it's almost like the corner has some safety responsibility there. If you are in some way the last line of defense, I just wonder if that's something a young cornerback is used to or used to enough in that particular responsibility to make it fair to ask him to do it.
I think it's a great question, Dan. Because you have to look at this from a coaching perspective. What gets you beat? What loses you the football game? And that's the deep ball. So what are your options there? You can play your quarters coverage, okay? And like you said, you're asking a lot of a young corner to play against Jordy Nelson. And anyone who's watched Jordy Nelson the last 3 or 4 weeks, his knee is back, his explosion is back. He looks like the Jordy Nelson before the injury. Okay, so that's one of the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL. When healthy. So you're asking a young kid to take care of that in that situation, give him that cover. So what else could you have done? Could you have played some too deep? Now you got a safety over the top. Who's sitting there? Who's going to be on top, like you said, top down of the post? You could play some two-man. Now LeBlanc can be aggressive underneath in case they do run the curl, in case they do run the square, and again, with safety help over the top. So there's a lot of ways you can look at that situation and say, how can I protect my young secondary better? How can I get us in a situation where we don't lose the football game, where we go to overtime? That's all I want right now. I just want to go to overtime. I got to limit Aaron Rodgers, make him throw the middle field and tackle. So there were other options there because how that played out, LeBlanc needed perfect technique. He needed to open his hips to the inside. He needed to stack on top. He needed to drive to the upfield shoulder. All the things we talk about with top-tier defensive back play, and he didn't get it in that situation.
See, safety over the top sort of eliminates him the necessity for him to be perfect, Matt. That's what we were thinking, that with that safety over the top, then okay, if his technique isn't whatever, that you still have that thing covered and they can't beat you. Because I don't want to put him in that situation. I don't want to put LeBlanc in that situation. I mean, I know he's got the uniform on, so therefore he's capable of doing this or doing that. But we saw that with that safety over the top, I don't think he makes that play. I don't think he makes that play, and to me, then we'll see what happens in overtime. But I think that was sort of a gimme for Green Bay. Just listening to you, even though that's the nothing wrong with that defense if you do it right, but that's a lot to ask.
No, it is, and Green Bay expected it. Okay, if you listen to Coach McCarthy after the game, you listen to Aaron Rodgers, they knew. I mean, you go back to any game this year, the Bears play a lot of quarters. I mean, that's game planning. You know what to expect, and they did it perfectly. Like I said, he occupied the backside safety. He set some bait underneath to the frontside safety. Now you get a one-on-one in zone coverage. Now you remove both safeties. Now you can go to work on a young cornerback with Jordy Nelson. And I agree, if you have a safety over the top, Terry, I don't think Aaron Rodgers makes that throw. I don't. I think he goes somewhere else. I think he hits the crosser or he hits the checkdown. He keeps the game extended by doing that, but he doesn't beat you over the top.
Do you think it's strange that John Fox, and I know he could globalize this by saying, it's not just here, it's everywhere, and he'd probably be right, but coaches have a difficult time consistently managing the clock, especially somebody who's 60 years old, who's been around the game his entire life. And have you ever been on a sideline where a head coach has had somebody in charge of saying, look, I'm going to tell you either we're conserving every second or I want to make sure that we don't give our opponent the ball back with enough time to beat us. Advise me on what to do. He needs help.
No, he does. I think every coach does. Dan, you bring up a great point because you look around the league, especially when you're watching a primetime game, a national TV game, you get to see it better than on a Sunday when there's so much going on. They don't manage games very well, whether it's clock situations, whether it's game situations. I do think that it would be beneficial to every head coach to have someone there on the sideline to tell them what the game situation is, how many timeouts you have left, what the down and distance is, all that stuff that goes into making coaching decisions. And I remember a game in Washington, and it's even the challenge situation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes coaches challenge these plays, and it's easy for us. We're at home. We're watching on TV mm-hmm. in HD with a million angles. We're saying, why are they challenging this? Okay? And we had a game in Washington where Joe Gibbs is yelling for we had a coach who carried the red flag, okay? Coach Gibbs did not do that. And he's yelling at the coach to throw the challenge flag on the field. Okay, he can't find it. Okay, he can't find it. He's throwing his keys in the field. There's cookies in his pocket. He's throwing everything on the field. He can't find it, okay, because it was stuck in his sock. All right, so even if you have a guy in that situation, the panic sets in on the sidelines. NFL sidelines there's an absolute chaos on Sundays. There is, and that's why you bring up the point that you have to have someone there who's very calm, who understands football, who understands game situations to advise these coaches.
Is there chaos on the Patriots sideline?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. I mean, we don't see it as much because they always seem to be right, and that's why they won their eighth straight division championship.
Yes, they did. Yes.
But, you know, what's interesting about New England is they have gone through so many coaches, okay, because their coaches always get opportunities to go on to other places.
And
they make those changes. They make personnel changes. They make roster changes all the time, and everything continues to go so smoothly. Even yesterday when they played Denver, okay, because you could see that even the New England Patriots offense was having issues moving the football, but they found a way to work the middle of the field. It took us some time at the beginning of the game, but eventually they figured out a way we can get enough points to beat a Denver team that has a very poor offense. So they always figure out a way to do it, but I'm sure there is some chaos on Sundays, but they always have the ultimate decision maker in Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one just pointing fingers at John Fox, Matt, because right. I think we see enough games to know this happens a lot of different places. You're going, what is that guy doing? What's he looking for? What's he doing? But you're right about New England. I suppose there's chaos, but there's not much when you do what they've been able to do over so long a period of time and different players, and he's not afraid to, you know, he doesn't like keep you because you're a great player. He'll get rid of you too. I mean, he doesn't, right. It doesn't matter to him. I mean, he is, I don't know if he has help with the clock or what he has. I don't know, but very few mistakes and very much, you know, look, you hold them to what they did on their home field yesterday. And I agree, they're not a very good offense, but you do that. You go out there, travel across the country and do that. That's pretty damn impressive. And eight division titles in a row. That's pretty impressive. So there's not much I can say about them, but I suppose I'll have to find more clock examples and more where I think there should be a safety over the top. I think we see enough of that we see John Fox is not the only one victimized by that.
Right. And, you know, going back to New England, I think they're the most prepared team. I mean, that's really what it comes down to is I would love to be at one of the practice sessions to see the type of game situations they work through because it doesn't matter what it is. They're always prepared. They're always prepared for every situation. And I'm not saying they're perfect. They've lost games this year. They've lost plenty of Super Bowls. That happens. But they're always in contention for a reason. Okay, there has to be something said about that. And mm-hmm. year after year after year with different players, different coaches. And even now with Rob Gronkowski, they just create matchups different ways. Okay, they just find different matchups. They lose the best player in the NFL in terms of matchup ability in Gronkowski, and they still find a way. Now they're using the running backs. No, Gronkowski can put our running backs outside and we'll run slant routes and still beat you that way.
Yep.
So they always have an answer for everything.
Could you figure out why Alshon Jeffrey didn't seemingly even appear on the field until the fourth quarter? It was just strange. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, Alshon Jeffrey's on the team.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out. What, do you have one target in the first half?
Yeah, one target, yeah.
Yeah. You know, maybe that's a situation where, you know, Barkley doesn't work with him much, okay? Or maybe Barkley's more confident in other players he has been working with, or he understands where they're going to break their routes. He understands where they want the football. There's a lot to be said for the chemistry between the quarterback and the wide receiver. A lot of that's developed in the offseason. You know, if you go back to, you know, training camp and where this Bears team has been, obviously, Alshon Jeffrey works best with Jay Cutler. We all understand that. That's why when Jay Cutler played earlier in the season and going back throughout the years, that's why he saw those 50-50 throws. That's why Jay knew where to put the football on the back shoulder, depending on the defender's leverage. That might have been the situation. But then you see in the second half when he starts seeing the football, especially in the red zone when he ran the slant route, I mean, you have to take advantage of those opportunities. They did not take advantage of many of those opportunities. But the crazy thing about this Bears team the last 3 weeks is they're not playing great football. They're young. They're inexperienced. They have, they don't have the talent in terms of competition level with a lot of teams in the NFL right now. But they're still there. They're still there at the end of football games with a chance to win football games. But they still haven't done it.
How much, last thing I have for you, I just wonder, how much of what Barkley did yesterday, because we've seen it a couple times now against the Titans when I don't know what the hell they were doing, they just kind of let them complete passes. Because I saw today, Matt, in a couple of different places, well, he's definitely going to be your number two quarterback. At least that's what he should be. At least that should be the thought pattern. Despite the fact, three interceptions, and then I don't know what the hell they were doing, but whatever it is, he made it look easy putting up all those yards and getting them back in that game.
Right.
How much can we tell from what happened yesterday in that kind of game?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Terry, where you try to evaluate him as a number two. Okay, and that's what he is. He is the number two. I think a lot of people, a lot of fans want him to be that number one or a guy he could use to, you know, occupy time until a rookie is eventually ready to play in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they draft a rookie next year.
Yep.
But there's times yesterday when you see the interceptions in the middle of the field. Now, I think he's thrown to a spot in those situations. And again, he's working with younger guys at the position. I think he's thrown to a spot on the seam route, trying to hit the tight end and the deep square end. And those are free picks for Clinton Dix, who's playing his job, playing over the top, playing with the linemen. They fall right into his lap because the ball sails. But is that a situation where it's arm strength that he can't drive the football, or is that where he's thrown to a spot and his wide receivers aren't there? I don't know that. I'm not in the media room. But I think he's done enough. I think he's put together enough quality tape to be in a position where he can compete for a number two job next year here in Chicago. And that's where I think his I think that's where his floor is. I don't know where his ceiling is yet. He hasn't played enough, but his floor right now is that you can say he's a dependable number two, come in and run our offense, produce numbers. He competes all the time. He takes calculated risks down the field. He can be aggressive, and he can put points on the board. And that's really what you want out of a number two.
What the hell does Logan Paulson do? Have you seen in an entire season, and I know he had a season off because of a bad injury, has he done a single positive thing that you've seen?
No, I don't think so. In terms of, but we're talking about him in terms of production value.
Right.
And there's things that I don't study enough, and that obviously the Bears coaches do, whether it's in-line blocking, whether it's playing on special teams, whatever his role may be. But that's a position, and when you start listing the positions the Bears need to upgrade, it's obviously tight ends one of them. Okay, but the penalty in the red zone, I understand.
Oh, my God, it's been all year, this stuff like that.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's interesting to me, Dan, because, you know, everyone talks about after this football game that the Bears should have gone for the win. And you go back to the play calling. When it's third down, you throw a pass outside to the flat, which is, I understand what you're trying to do there, but I think two Jordan Howard carries, you probably win that football game. The way he was running, the way he was moving the pile, the way he was finding daylight and getting up the field. So there's a lot of things coming out of that football game where you say, well, you know, the Bears had a chance to win. I think they had a great chance to win that game. I think they had a great chance. But there's a couple things, whether it's the goal line or the coverage, the technique from LeBlanc, that didn't go in their favor. But they were right there again with a chance to win football games. But they're not closing out games. They're not getting those extra one or two plays to win the football games. And that goes back to the roster you have in the field right now.
All right, Matt, pleasure as always, my friend. That's it for me. I won't be visiting with you the next time that you come around after a thrilling Bears win or loss. So, my friend, it's been a pleasure working with you, okay?
Well, I'll tell you this, and I know you guys got a commercial, but, Terry, I want to thank you for everything. You know, I don't know how long I've been doing this now with you guys, maybe 6, maybe even 7 years. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But you've always been so professional with me. You've always given me the opportunity to speak. You've always given me that open mic. You've done a lot for my career. And I've learned so much from you, even going back to when I was growing up reading you in the paper. So it's been an honor for me to work with you. It has. I've learned so much from you. You've been so good to me. And when we're done, I'll bring over a case of Bud Heavy.
Let me tell you something. I'll be receptive to that. We will do that, my friend. I promise you we will.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt.
That is Matt Bowen, one of our many football experts and a great dude. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we are going to give away a spot for you and three guests if you're the lucky caller to when you want to attend the 670 The Score Holiday Broadcast Breakfast. That could be yours in just a moment on The Score.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and what better way to kick off your holiday than with The Score Guys. Thursday, don't miss 670 The Score's holiday broadcast, live from Real Time Sports at 1120 West Devon in Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and finally, the Boers and Bernstein Show from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, and Windy City Suites.
Christmas!
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I need to reset the question of the day because I've never been more eager than I am right now, this very second, to ask this question of Raider fan. Raider fan, how you living? How you living after going into your enemy's house? No, didn't just go into your enemy's house, but moved into your enemy's house, parked in their garage, ate their grub while making them pay for the mortgage still. Because that's exactly what happened in San Diego when Raider fan took over that house and Philip Rivers admitted that he had to go with a silent count the entire game in his own house. Look, I get that the Chargers had nothing to play for other than to wreck the Raiders' season, but apparently that wasn't enough to get their fans to show up. Clearly, they would rather sell their tickets to Raider fan, cash out, and stay away. I'm Jim Rome.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
I was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are 2 for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of six or less. Other restrictions apply. See a participating location for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. And now, in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Franchise.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
It's Sam Adams. Every day's an opportunity to brew a better beer. The complex, full flavor of Boston Lager sets the standard for the 60 different beers we brew a year. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
Get around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday.
Linda Lee had 47 songs chart over the course of her career, with one of the most famous being Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She was a tiny thing, standing at only 4'9" tall. And interestingly enough, at the time when she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she was only 13 years old. Your weekly horoscope. Aries, an unexpected call may change everything for you this week. Taurus, you have to analyze the pros and cons of a long-term project you want to start. Gemini, avoid conflict because things could escalate quite quickly. Cancer, your attitude this week will get you far with some important people. Leo, someone from the past keeps popping up in your memories this week, but why? And Virgo, remember that change is good even if it's caused by something unpleasant. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Sunday on 60 Minutes. How would you like to hear what the Pope's choir will sing on Christmas Eve? You can when Charlie Rose takes you inside the Sistine Chapel for a special performance. Hear the majestic voices and find out what it takes to be a voice of the Pope.
When they hear us singing, we have to direct them to consider something which is divine.
The Pope's choir, this Sunday only on 60 Minutes on CBS.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0, he's oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You've got Bars and Brunch, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And over the years, I've certainly enjoyed our business with Matt Bowen as well. He has brought a lot to the show, as so many people have over the years. And I'm just glad to have gotten to know him a little bit. That's all I can say about
Learned
that guy.
Learned a lot about football from him.
Oh, boy, does he ever.
And
does he ever.
And he's not going anywhere.
I know he's not.
He is going to continue to be an important part of this show.
And you're going to go over to his house. We're going to go over to his house, and you bring that wine, and I'll watch him kick your ass. Well, you do that. Let's
That's
do
fine.
That.
That's fine.
You're going to outrun him.
No.
No, maybe not. I'll tell you that. I'll convince you. You can outrun him. He can't catch you. You're too shifty.
No, I'm going to need to hire people to help me with
to deal with him.
To deal with him, I think. All right, let's take caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and it'll be a spot for you and three guests to join Mulligan and Handley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. Winners receive a breakfast buffet, soft drinks, and a chance to win great prizes brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. You know, on Thursday, we are going to be toasting Terry. We are going to be out at one of our favorite spots, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, and you should make plans to come join us for our little last holiday show right there up until your last broadcast up until the final broadcast next week.
Yep.
And it's going to be a fun day. So
it is. Everybody's there.
And there are a lot of people asking about it at our previous remote, the last stop of the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. So we're expecting that's going to be a very fun day.
Yep.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they come back to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow at 7. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at nusports.com. We actually happen to be live at the official Cubs team store. It is located at 663 North Michigan Avenue, right here downtown Chicago. We'll be broadcasting until 6:30. The store is open until 9 tonight if you would like to come by. So the Bears yesterday lost to the Packers, and it was a game in which they had a pretty good chance. They gave up a lot of points, but Coach John Fox says he thought the defense actually played well.
All in all, we had our opportunities, but when you're minus 4 in a turnover ratio, you know, it makes it rough against anybody.
Yeah, defense was on the field a lot yesterday as well. That was Fox on WBBM. The Packers won the game. The Bears' record now 3-11. So up next for the Bears, they've got Washington and they play tonight's Monday Night Football on the Score against the Panthers. We have the broadcast at 6:45. Bulls and Pistons at the United Center tonight after the Bulls have lost three in a row. They will try to end that streak tonight. Blackhawks forward Artemi Panarin, named one of the NHL's three stars of the week. He has been terrific this past week. And Jerry Kill, remember him? He was the head coach of football at NIU and Minnesota. He has had some health problems. Now he is named the offensive coordinator at Rutgers. Win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. This update brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Tis the season for holiday savings, so get to Chicagoland's centrally located BMW Center and get a $1,000 holiday credit on select new BMWs. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com today. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mulligan Hanley as they break down Bears throughout the day. Coverage all day long. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
As I recall last week, you got Boris and Bernstein, that I think it was Hub and maybe a few other guys that Craven LeBlanc was kind of caught their eye a little bit. You know, he was a guy that they thought, well, maybe. I mean, because there's a lot of maybes on the Bears and not a lot of answers at this point. But I wonder now, even though bad technique and all that other stuff, I just don't want to put a guy that I think a little bit, maybe he could help me down the road a little bit. Because he showed some. I agree, there was some flashes last week. Yesterday, meh. But I don't know why you do that. I don't want to create some, like, this guy, oh, okay, well, it's his fault. Well, no, yes and no. Yes, it was bad technique. Matt Bowen said, I know it's bad technique. But you put him in that position. Why did you put him in that position? There are veteran cornerbacks who would not like that. There are plenty of them that get beat on big plays, too. So I'm not trying to trash his future. Maybe LeBlanc can still be part of what the Bears do. I don't know.
This is Bears Monday on Sports Radio 670. It has these thoughts now added to it from Stonecutter, who said, if 21st century Bears-Packers games were a genre of film or literature, yesterday's game would be roundly criticized for being too on the nose. You had everything. Multiple really, really bad, needless, unforced Bears turnovers. Bad tackling by Bears defensive backs. Mm-hmm. Packers explosive runs from guys who aren't good running backs. Not so sure about that. Packers repeatedly, inexplicably converting third and long. Packers losing interest, making the game way closer than it needed to be. Bears defensive backs getting completely torched by Jordy Nelson. It always looks like this, and I am so very, very tired. Ultimately, none of this really matters, but man, do I want to see Fox get launched. Because not a good game day coach really should be a more damning statement than it apparently is.
That's a point well taken, Stonecutter. Yeah, I think that they... You know, one time you hear this rumbling that, oh, yeah, he's no guarantee. And next time he said, oh, don't be stupid. He's coming back. And I'm going to take it to what I know for right now anyway. He's coming back. But we learned that right away, that Monday through Saturday he was a great coach. And Sunday, his game day, that what the problem was. And you know what? It's exactly what it's been. That's exactly what it's been.
Yeah, I guess that is a larger and completely fair question. That when does...
Well, what would you do, Dr. Football? Would you consider him at all as a fire, somebody you could just kind of launch and just move on without him? Let Ryan Pace up off the mat where he's apparently pinned him down?
Yeah, now the latest rumor is that the Bears might be in the market to trade something to the Saints for the suddenly available Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Would you prefer Sean Payton?
Oh, he's a penis.
I know he is, but so's Fox.
Oh boy, well, not so much for him, but I would be certainly willing to listen to something else.
I would like to know what I don't know that
it's
I would,
not because of love for Fox.
I don't know that I would fire him just to fire him at the moment, punitively. Okay. But if I had an alternative, if you say, would you fire him to hire Jim Harbaugh? Yeah. Would you fire him? Would you fire him to hire John Gruden?
Yes.
The answer to both of those would be yes.
Yes.
Just because.
Absolutely.
I certainly would. But I wouldn't just fire him and say, okay, let's bring in Ernie Accorsi again. Let's hire another search firm. Let's bring in more consultants because we don't know who to hire.
Well, that's the thing. You would think that any organization that has a brain anywhere operable would, and I don't mean on the table, would say to yourself, well, here we are. We're four games into this season. We're already scratching our heads and going, what are we doing wrong? Why are we so bad? What should we call somebody? What should we do? It's a very simple thing you should do. If you believe that, and you continue to believe that, and you don't have to love John Fox. You could have made a mistake there. He's a veteran coach that seemed okay at the time. To most, he was, okay? But if you've got a shot at John Gruden, why would you not do that?
Right.
Why would you not? What would more than Sean Payton. Why would you not do that?
It would certainly be fun from our standpoint. I know that. We have taken a phone call already that was really good on a Bears Monday. Yeah. And we don't often get great phone calls on Bears Monday. But maybe as the team gets worse, the feedback gets better. I don't know. I can't prove that. But this is the strangest email I think we've ever gotten on a Bears Monday.
Well, that's some territory there.
This is from David. And the subject line says U.S. men's soccer team. And it says, you should both refrain from talking about a sport and team you know nothing about. It's insulting and unpatriotic. Please either find a love of the game or just stop.
What?
I'm telling you. It just came in.
Dude, I think you may be listening to a different show.
Or the person's just unbelievably confused. Zach Zaidman will join us next with the latest from Halas Hall on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $32.50 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
I was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are two for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of six or less. Other restrictions apply. See a participating location for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. And now in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting item. Interesting. Some music.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is generally accepted to be Santa's ninth reindeer, but where'd he come from? As it turns out, the creator came up with Rudolph as an assignment for the department store Montgomery Ward. The retailer would give away coloring books every holiday season and figured it would save some money by making their own. Rudolph also almost didn't make it. At the time, red noses were associated with chronic alcoholism, so the story idea was initially rejected.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
And at 246 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, you know that voice.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman, and he is now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX, man. What's happening, Zach?
Here's the news of the day for the Bears, per head coach John Fox.
Really just the only injury update would be that we are going to place Eddie Royal on injured reserve. We're not making any corresponding roster move at this time. And that Jarrell Freeman was back in the building, and we'll also keep you posted. We get an exemption for a week, and we'll kind of keep you posted on whether he'll be active for the game or not.
Now imagine the tension taking place in Ashburn, Virginia, where the Redskins are training for this game come Saturday after they play tonight. Man, oh man, they don't know if Jarrell Freeman will be activated for the Bears.
Well, wait a sec. What about Deontay Thompson and what looked like an exploded hamstring? He's okay?
This is John Fox. He also said this yesterday after the game, that there were no major injuries. So,
well, then what was that? He's lying there screaming. I mean, and holding his hamstring. So was that made up?
I don't know. Sometimes maybe people think something happened, you know, initially. It happens a lot in basketball. You know, Paul Pierce once had a wheelchair brought out to take him off the court, and he ended up playing later on in that game, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so, and by the way, Thompson, 10 targets, I think, yesterday, 8 catches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Alshon Jeffrey was back.
Eventually.
Eventually. I mean, he was always there. I think it took the Bears a while to figure it out. So here's the deal. It was a competitive game down the stretch. The Bears ended up losing. Is there any silver lining to what occurred yesterday for John Fox's Bears?
Well, I mean, we're here to win, you know, and that's the goal. I know, you know, a lot was made of the weather yesterday. There was a lot of fans there that weathered that cold, too. They were great. You know, they're there to see us win as well. You know, the only satisfying thing is, you know, I think it was a competitive, good game. You know, I think you could say that. Unfortunately, we ended up on the wrong side of it.
Because the Bears made many mistakes down the stretch. Now, also, they made mistakes early on in the game. And I think part of fixing this, because they played a lot of close games here since Matt Barkley took over as the quarterback, and they've had a lot of opportunities for wins. The problem has been early on in games, they've made a whole bunch of mistakes where if you rectify that, you wouldn't put yourself in the pickle that they've been in at the end of these games. But that being said, yesterday, I have a couple of issues. For example, if you knew that you were going to go for the field goal to tie the game up late, which is fine. You know, there might be a philosophical disagreement as to whether or not the Bears should have gone for the win or should have gone for the field goal and sent it to overtime. That's okay. Either way, you're not wrong. But since they had made, clearly John Fox made the decision that he was going to kick the field goal, then why throw it on third down prior to the field goal on fourth down? Because that stops the clock.
I guess that's what we're trying to figure out. Is either strategy is defensible. You know, if I understand kicking the field goal when you're playing that well, you're dominating the game. That this it's defensible. I'm just curious why he went at it the way he did.
So you wonder if there was a different thought process taking place up in the booth with Dow Loggins, and Loggins is going for the win at that point, or and Fox did not communicate to him that he was going to kick the field goal on fourth down if they didn't score in that situation. It just seems something was amiss in that situation, because the last thing you want is for a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, and we saw it last season twice with those mega Hail Marys against Detroit and Arizona.
Yes, we did.
The last thing you want is for that quarterback, who even on one leg is still better than most quarterbacks in the league. He can burn you. This is what he does. This is why Aaron Rodgers is, by every definition that we use to define an elite quarterback, that is why Aaron Rodgers is really elite. This isn't one of those deals where you make up your own numbers like the former general manager did. Aaron Rodgers is truly elite because he can make...
Sideswipe at Phil Emery in there,
but it's
too.
True.
I like
but
it.
He can make plays out of thin air. He's a magician with the football in his hands. Everyone will agree, right?
Yes.
So why give him an opportunity to beat you? And unfortunately, that's where the clock management situation late in that game was a little bit peculiar. Then you go to the 10-second runoff. Now, I understand why John Fox declined the 10-second runoff. For those that don't understand, every time you're under 2 minutes, if a player goes down for the opposing team, it can be a 10-second runoff, so they can't use that as a timeout. The Bears declined to accept that 10-second runoff because they felt, all right, 3rd and 11, you can get the Packers off the field, you get the ball back, give yourself an opportunity to win it, which came out of thin air. I don't think they expected that opportunity, but they thought they were going to get it. Cravon LeBlanc. I've heard people criticize Vic Fangio. What I don't get is there is no way that a Vic Fangio player took the field without being told, if you're, for example, if you're Cravon LeBlanc on that play, you have to be as deep as possible. Under no circumstances is anyone allowed to get behind you. You know the way Vic Fangio is, as detailed as he is. Mm-hmm. It is stunning to me that, and I know, I have to believe that message was relayed. I just have to believe it. You're talking about one of the most decorated defensive coordinators in the NFL today in Vic Fangio. You're talking about one of the most decorated secondary coaches that you have in the league today in Ed Donatell. That's on the player. It's on the player. And unfortunately, part of dealing with inexperienced players who are learning how to play winning football is dealing with what you saw yesterday at the tail end of that game.
Well, it's also whether or not you want to put that player in that position, if
Zach,
in fact you have a choice. And I thought you simply fall back into a cover two shell and take your chances with more safety help. But that's just me.
And that's fine too. But given the defense that they were playing, that one's on the player. Now, the other thing that you look at is, had John Fox accepted the 10-second runoff. Then Green Bay, even after that play, doesn't have an opportunity to run down and spike the ball.
Right.
They would not have gotten the field goal off. So it just, everything backfired on the Bears from a coaching standpoint.
All right, here was the question that was just asked by a listener, and I think it's fair to ask you. When does it matter that he's just not a good game day coach? How much in your world does that matter, and how much when you start looking for reasons to have a coach or not have a coach, is it important to value the ability to understand what's going on during a game? Well, I'm laughing as I say it, but it just seems it's been something at which he has not been very good for a while, and people say, well, that's just what comes with John Fox. Well, is that worth it?
We're not in that territory, or anywhere close to that territory yet. I think what he's trying to do is build up the culture. I mean, the answer was made in Denver, right? There's an example. You know, it took them, they had several cracks at trying to win a championship. And finally, John Elway said, you know what? I don't think I can do it with this guy. And he made the switch. So maybe at that level, I think he's actually good for where the Bears are right now in terms of changing the culture. I do think, and this is excruciating to watch, these losses, and they find a different way to lose a tight game seemingly every other week. But I do believe what is being created now in the long run will be good, because these young players are learning from veterans who don't quit. Unlike the New York Jets, and we've talked about this, and say the way San Francisco responded to the snow when they fell behind against the Bears a few weeks ago. You know, there was nothing to make, in the weather conditions yesterday, there was nothing to make you believe after that third quarter that this would even be a game. Didn't Kevin Burkhart on the TV side say the game was over, basically, after the third quarter?
Yeah, he
it was 27 to 10.
He intimated that. I don't know if he said it explicitly.
I don't know if he said it in so many words, but
so,
yeah, intimated.
Paraphrasing, yeah. But I think that the fact that you have some veterans that these young guys can learn from, Akeem Hicks and Willie Young and Pernell McPhee, there's a certain way you go about playing, and these young players, not all of them are going to be around before all is said and done, but the ones that will be around and will be factors in the future, they're learning to do it the right way, and ultimately they will hopefully surround these guys with some playmakers, because that's what's missing. You know, they don't have a guy, for example, that can do on defense what Julius Peppers did at the start of the second half. Totally changed the game.
Well, that's what 94 is supposed to be, but instead they had him sitting back and watching a quarterback in case he scrambled, even though he can't run.
Yeah, now 94 is Leonard Floyd, and he, and by the way, interesting little tidbit that we learned this weekend, his dad is named Leonard Lloyd.
What?
Yes, I'm not making this up.
Are we sure his name isn't Leonard F. Lloyd?
I'm not making this up. This is a great story done by Dan Wiederer and Rich Campbell, our friends from the Chicago Tribune. And they went into the team that makes Leonard Floyd Leonard Floyd. And everyone from the Bears sports scientist, Jen Gibson, and how she's helping him pack on the pounds, to his dad, Leonard Lloyd. It's just a coincidence. His name is Leonard Lloyd. His mom's name is Krishanda
Floyd.
He's
also Leonard Lloyd.
No. His mom's name is Krishanda Floyd. So he was named after his father, the Leonard part, and he takes his mom's last name, Floyd.
That's a hell of a story.
It's great, isn't it?
Thank you, Zach. Was that a nugget and tidbit? It's going to count as that.
Yes, it will. By the way, tomorrow is a normal Wednesday on a Tuesday for the Bears, because it's a short week and they play on Saturday against Washington.
Oh, I can hardly wait
for
that one.
Zach Zaidman has been brought to you by Napleton's Aston Martin of Chicago, second to none since 1931. 312-644-6767. Bears Monday rolls on the Score.
Packers, Mully here from the Mully and Handley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Yes, the Packers, the Bears just couldn't play spoiler. We're recapping the loss, but also looking ahead to their next matchup with the Redskins. Gulp. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. And now in cans. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
I was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are two for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.